by independent individuals who've looked at it, including the state auditor, who had said that the California bullet train project has become increasingly risky because of fiscal issues with it. Even the first phase, they're concerned about it. And with respect to California, the California High Speed Rail Peer Review Group, which is an expert body mandated by state law, not a federal group, expressed serious doubts about it and concluded that it cannot at this time recommend that the California legislature approve appropriations for the bonds of it because the project, quote, represents an immense financial risk. Why would we designate additional federal dollars for something that in California itself, in looking at it, has designated it an immense financial risk?
Because the governor supports it, because the elected leaders there support it. I just met with the president, which is called the pro tem of the Senate, and also the Speaker of the House. I just met with the governor. I just met with the two U.S. senators from California. This is what the elected officials in California would like to do for the next generation. They'd like to have passenger rail in California because California is one big traffic jam.
So you're asking,
they want to get people out of cars and into passenger trains.
You're asking the rest of the country to put up billions of dollars for something that has been described as an immense financial risk based on the officials of one state.